Hello, this is Tony Brewer from the We Talk Truth Group, and you're listening to Cogitations. I have been absent for a few days. Actually, not as many days as it might seem. It seems like I've missed 3-4 weeks. But I am looking here at missing 2 days of podcasting. So I'm uploading this to let you know I'm doing all right. I've been suffering with a major toothache, and I just had to take care of that. It was pretty rough, but it's taken care of. Well, for the most part, I've still got some stuff to do. If any of you know a dentist out there that will let me make payments, that'll be good. They want to do about $5,500 worth of stuff to my mouth, and they want to do it all at once, and they want to be paid all at once. So we just got to hold off and rethink some stuff. Anyway, had some interesting times, interesting reading while I was down and out. I'm so thankful for all of you folks out there that prayed for me, that asked about me. I put a few posts on Facebook explaining my situation, and it looked pretty dire there. I'm going to tell you, I made a short little 1 minute video about if hell were a toothache. I'm going to tell you, in the book of Mark, Jesus talks about where the fire never dies or the worm never dies. The fire doesn't go out. I mean, it's rough. Hell is painted in a very bad picture. And as bad as we can understand it to be, it's not anywhere. It's going to be much worse. I've said in a Wednesday night class, for all of the pictures that we have of heaven, as beautiful as it is, and as beautiful of language, and as beautiful language as God uses to describe it, so we can kind of grasp on this side of eternity just a little bit about what heaven's going to be like, the English language doesn't hold a candle to what it will actually be. We can't fathom how good heaven is going to be. On the flip side of that, we cannot fathom how terrible hell is going to be. But I'm going to tell you something, friends. If hell were only a toothache for eternity, it'd be enough to make me shape up and fly right. So shape up and fly right. Hell's going to be hot. It's going to be a lot worse than a toothache. So something you can do to help me out. Go to the Cogitations podcast, subscribe, and you share the dickens out of the podcast. Invite your friends. If you find a podcast that you like, share it on Facebook and tag 15 or 20 of your friends that you think might be interested in it. Share it with people that you know from outside the country. I'm really surprised at how well the Cogitations podcast is taking off in Canada. We're getting 30 downloads a month from Canada. And I mean, no, that's, again, we're not pushing big numbers. This ain't the Joe Rogan podcast with 1 million views a month. But that's pretty big for a little old boy, or a big old boy, I guess, in a little old town in a makeshift studio in the office of his church building. And that's because of you. I mean, all of these podcasts, these Cogitations podcasts, they're fan base driven. And I understand when I say fan base, I'm not trying to gather a fan base, but if you like listening to me, you like listening to me. I mean, you could listen to, you know, you can only listen to so many people per day. And if you've chosen to listen to me, there's a reason. I mean, there's 150,000 people out there preaching the same truth I am and telling the same truth I am. And many of them have much better podcasts, but you've chosen to listen to me, and I'm forever grateful. But, anyway, I guess I'm using nomenclature like we're in show business or something. And I suppose I don't need to do that, but I don't know what to say. I just know that y'all folks that listen to me on a regular basis, y'all, if we're in Canada, if we're in Yugoslavia, if we're in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, if we're in the Ukraine, the United Kingdom, there's been podcast downloads from there. If we're in there, it's because of y'all. It's because y'all have consumed this content, and Podbean or Apple Podcast has said, huh, these people are consuming this content, and whenever they click on a podcast to listen to it, they listen all the way through. So what we're going to do is we're going to send this man's podcast to other people, and they might listen to it all the way through. And that's how we get numbers, and that's why we went from averaging, you know, 50 downloads a week to almost 400 downloads a week. And again, we're not, I mean, that's, nobody's going to get rich, nobody's going to make $1 million, but you know, a couple thousand downloads a month, 1,500 downloads a month, that ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. In fact, I'm proud of it. I appreciate every one of you. Anyway, this is just letting you know where I've been. I'm going to be releasing some content from the road. I'm going to be speaking at the Mighty Men Retreat in Hayhira, Georgia. And I'm going to be preaching for the Redland Church of Christ in Valdosta, Georgia, this weekend. This Sunday. And then this Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Mighty Men Retreat in Hayhira at the Georgia Bible Camp. And then Sunday, I'll be preaching for the Redland Church of Christ. My good buddy Tyler Jenkins invites me to that every year, and I keep wondering when he's going to wise up and get somebody better. But anyway, he keeps inviting me, and I keep telling him I'll show up. So that's what we're doing. Also, if you're in the area, man, come check us out. The Mighty Men Retreat. Go to the Facebook page, Mighty Men, and check it out there and all that good stuff. You'll love it. If you're a man and you want to spend some time with men doing manly things, come on out to Hayhira, Georgia, to the Georgia Bible Camp this weekend. You'll love it. You will absolutely love it. And even if you're not able to come out, go to the Mighty Men Bible, go to the Mighty Men Facebook page and give that page a like and follow that Facebook page, and you'll be blessed by the content that's put out there. I guess that's about all I've got. Yep, that's it. Look, the Patreon. Yeah, that's one more thing. I am really trying to grow my Patreon account. What I would love to do is to have a Patreon account that gets $500 a month. And what that $500 a month would go for is finishing out my studio. I need a couple of more microphones, a couple of more pieces of equipment for being on the road, and then I need to sound treat the walls of this office. And after that, all of that money would be dumped back in to promotion of the podcast, which would be the We Talk Truth podcast, the nearchurches.com podcast, the Cogitations podcast. We don't script things, and I guess it shows. But anyway, also, what that money would go for is, for instance, this past week we had Phil Sanders in the studio, and that was great because, you know, he was happened to be preaching a gospel meeting for an area congregation. But I would love to call people in as guests and then be able to give them an honorarium and compensate them for their mileage and stuff. And I know that that would add much value to y'all. I know that y'all would love that. I'm telling you, it could really be great. And we're not but about an hour and a half away from Memphis. We're a couple hours away from Little Rock. There is within a day's driving distance, there are so many giants of the faith that we could have in the studio and have set in on our programming. But in order to do that, I mean, I wouldn't want to come in and sit on somebody's program and do them a favor that cost me so much that it hurt me. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'll go anywhere and preach a gospel, but this kind of isn't preaching the gospel, you know? And incidentally, even if it were preaching the gospel, if we're going to invite somebody and we're going to put them out and make them travel and make them purchase their meals and stuff like that, the least we can do is reimburse them for their expenses. But we would love to give them an honorarium and pay for their expenses as well. In other words, we want to leave people better off for us using them as opposed to leave them worse off. Anyway, that's what part of this Patreon account would be for. And I would, my goal is $500 a month. Anyway, what do you think? You think you can do it? I mean, it's, if there's 14, almost 1500 people in the, We Talk Truth group. And if everybody just did a dollar a month on Patreon, we would hit that in no time. And, the Monday show would be huge. We would have one guest spot a month. You know, we could do that. But anyway, that's just looking into the future. So I'm going to sign off here. I want you to share the dickens out of these podcasts. Look for more podcasts dropping this week. Look for some live content that's out of the ordinary as far as what I usually do. And other than that, listen, God bless y'all. And this has been Tony Brewer with the Cogitations Podcast, and we will catch you on the flip side.